This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome back to another episodio of Pretty Not Smart with Louie, a.k.a. the baddest perra, and...
Z.
We have a confession.
I don't feel good.
This is our last episode.
Ah, we quit.
I know. Mm. Yeah, yo a ti as chorro.
Dude, it's because I'm doing a detox and my tummy's like... Tell them what happened as soon as I got here.
Hey, you guys. As soon as we pulled up, because she was running late... I'm like waiting for her. She pulls up and then I see her running out of her car with her pants unbuttoned and all I hear is she's like, I have to go to the restroom. And I was like, bitch. So she like opens the door all quick and then we have like an alarm system. So like if you don't turn it off, like the cops will come. So she was like, and she's like, move, bitch. I went into the restroom.
Dude, all I quick. Ran out as soon as I got there. I was like, dude, es que el pinche detox me hizo daño.
I know.
Have you seen on TikTok? Actually, I want to try it.
What?
There's this, like, it's a viral cabbage soup. You haven't seen
it? Oh, I just saw it, but I skipped it.
Bitch!
It's because I don't like cabbage, so I wasn't going to watch it.
It looks like it actually tastes really good. So it's a sopa de cabbage. Uh-huh. Cabbage repollo, right?
Oh, that's what cabbage is.
I think it's repollo. Yeah, it is.
I thought it was something else. I was like, I'm not going to eat that.
And it's repollo. It tastes kind of like lechuga.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just put like, not cilantro. What is it? No, celery. You put celery, you put carrots, and I don't know what else, and caldito de pollo and stuff. Uh-huh. And you eat that for 3 days straight. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3 days, but you lose 10 pounds.
No, ma'am. I'll just get surgery again. Just kidding.
But bitch, I kind of want to try it. I'm like,
for part three, two. Apenas si puedes con las pinches detox pills.
Ay, estas me duelen la panza.
No, es que no tomas agua.
Es aquí tengo mi pinche agua.
You guys, you're supposed to like one hydrate while you're taking those, and you're supposed to try to eat a little better because it's supposed to be getting rid of all the bad shit. Y esta sigue comiendo como mierda.
And I'm like, my eating better.
I know. I was like, what'd you eat today? I drink coffee. I ate 2 donuts.
No, I didn't. A little breakfast and eggs and shit.
And then I have a cough, you guys. Yotsi was like, do you have any other symptoms? She
like,
didn't want me to
COVID?
Like come in. Yeah. But no, like I don't have like a runny nose or anything. I don't have a sore throat. But I was telling Yotsi that my AC in my house is right above my bed, and I have to sleep with AC on, you guys, like 24/7. I don't care if it's winter. I don't care if there's fucking snow falling out. Like, I need my AC because I like to, like, put a lot of blankets over myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like,
too.
It makes me sleep
feel more
so good.
Cozy,
and, like, hug a pillow, but it has to be cold.
Yeah, or else you can't do that.
And I just can't sleep. So right now I'm kind of, like, fucked because I keep sleeping with my AC on, and I just feel it at night.
You're like,
so I wake up, and I'm like.
Ay.
So sorry,
yo,
you guys.
I'm going to share a tip with you guys.
What?
I shave my nose hairs. Like, I have a nose trimmer, a machine that goes up there, and you're like. I use that on live a lot. And my last live, everybody was like, don't trim your nose hairs like that. Like, it's really bad for you. And I was like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't like nose hairs. They look ugly. So I was like, and then the next day I went out and I went to like a thrift store or thrift stores. And I got the worst allergies. And now I'm super congested.
Oh.
And I'm assuming that it's because, well, I trimmed my nose hairs and they have a purpose. They're there para que no se te metan cosas a la nariz. But because my dumbass was like, now I'm like,
all bald.
It is bald. Look.
No.
There's no hairs, just muckles.
No, yeah, because I found that out a long time ago. I remember I was like, why the fuck do we have nose hairs?
They're so ugly.
Somebody was saying that reason. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. It's supposed to stop things from like going in there. Same thing with eyelashes. I was like, why do we have hairs on our eyes? And then it was like, it stops things from getting into your eyes.
Wait, Louie, I just thought about a story.
What?
Should I say it now or after our word of the year? It's a story related to your eyelashes. You probably don't remember.
I better say it. I shaved them when you were asleep. Bitch, what'd you do, puta?
When we were little kids, I was maybe like, I want to say like 6 or 7. And Louis was a mocoso. He was like 2 years old. Everything I would have him do, he would do. So if I was like, Louis, do your lipstick, he would do his lipstick. Literally anything. And I sat him down with me. And I just remember this because I got in trouble really bad. So like, it's like a core memory. But I was giving Louis a makeover. A little 2 year old. I was like brushing his hair. And I was like, okay, close your eyes. I don't know why, but I grabbed scissors and I started cutting his eyelashes from one hater. Eye. I was like, I don't know why I did that. She's a hater. I don't know why she swallowed a fly.
Bitch, what the fuck? Has nothing to do with this.
But I grabbed and I just remember I was like,
bitch.
And my mom was like, she walked in as I was doing it. She's like, yo, Atsi, ¿qué estás haciendo? And then I was like, I'm giving him a baby makeover.
Bitch.
And dude, she's like, eso no se hace. Like, he can go blind if you cut his eyelashes. Dude, and I got so scared. Bueno. I started crying.
Qué bueno.
It's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Did my mom hit you?
I think so.
Good.
Actually, let me cut yours off.
I know when she's sleeping, I'm like,
no, it's an accident, really, but I just remembered it right now.
She saw my potential when I was young.
I was
she
like, you're not going to be the baddest perra.
I know.
A little.
Dude, but you know what? Maybe that's why I have a bald eye. Did you only cut one?
I only cut a little bit, like just the ends, because they were split. They were split ends.
No, because there's one eye where I don't have lashes.
That all happened 20 years ago.
Bitch, but you traumatized the little area and hair doesn't grow back. There's an eye that I think it's this one. There's a gap. There's no fucking hairs that grow there. And I'm like, I wonder why. Like, I have grow hair everywhere except one little spot, you fucking bitch.
That's all the reason.
It's all not even correlated. Imagine.
I know.
No, but I swear, let me know, you guys, if, like, that's real. Because I heard, like, traumas la area.
Well, for your birthday, I'll get you some lash growing serum.
Bitch. Y'all give me a lash tech.
I'm like, here, she's, you like, go. You need it, babe. Just for those three little pelitos.
I know. Like, it's literally only like three hairs that are missing, but they're all consecutive. So it just looks like a bald
spot.
Then
it might be my fault.
Stupid winch.
Because my mom came in right on time because I was about to shave your whole eye off.
Fuck you.
I don't know why the fuck I did that, but I did. And now we're here.
Well, pretty not since Yuatsi is exposing her secrets, that's perfect for this week's episode. Because we're going to be talking about our biggest secrets. Then we're going to start off with two. Well, me one, Yuatsi one, because I think they're going to take up a majority of the time. And
yeah.
It's going to be like our secrets and why they were secrets and advice for anyone who's like maybe going through the same thing. Hopefully this helps you guys.
Or who might have similar secrets.
But as usual, we have the word of the century.
So I have a word for you that you need to spell.
Caca. C-A-C-A.
Yuatsi. All right, so Juju commented this word, and the word is humongous. It looks like she spelled it wrong, but I think it's right, so I'm gonna double check.
I hate that word.
Okay.
I
got it.
M. O.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
G.
Yeah.
This is where it gets hard. O. U.S.
Yeah.
Really?
Louis.
Yay.
You got that shit. Wait.
That one was scary.
Oh, no, she did spell it right. Humongous.
It's a weird ass word.
Humongous.
Please make sure you give this video the
humongous. The humongous thumbs up.
That was a good one.
That was sickening, Juju.
Juju on the beat. Uh-huh. Juju on the beat.
All right. Tell us your stories before I shit myself again.
What stories?
Or
my
secret. Your secret.
I'm like, write that down.
I'm like,
on the burn book. Okay, so I think for mine, my biggest secret is not so much my biggest secret. Everybody already knows I'm Hannah.
You're all Miley.
I know.
Miley and Hannah.
No, I've talked about it before. It's my coming out story. But for some reason, I feel like people always still ask me about it.
It's because we have a lot of new listeners. So if you've never heard of Louis' coming out story, you're going to hear it today.
And if you have, don't worry, puta. I'm going to be sharing more than I've ever shared before. Because I've shared it before, like on, I think, some YouTube videos, also in other podcasts that I've been in. I always touch about it like briefly.
Just briefly.
But I think this is going to be my opportunity to, like, fully dive in and then...
Yay! Pretty Not Smart exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe, like, open up some combos with Yoatsi and Shalina. All right. And then maybe any questions that you've ever had. And then tell them what you're going to be talking about.
Well, sex. I feel like... Huh? I think my two biggest secrets to date...
Two?
I have two.
What's the other one?
Well, both pregnancies. I have two kids.
The second one.
It was still a secret.
Oh, it was. I forgot about that.
Bitch, I had to all tell you.
For real. Oh, my God. I forgot that I both feel like, of them.
Yeah, they were both a big, big secret. And even for Ella, I was so scared to tell anyone, even Louie.
Oh, and this will finally, yeah, it's very, like, Pretty Not Smart exclusive because I think this
will
be
really
the first time.
You don't really know exactly how I found out.
No, I don't really know how you found out, but I think... People have always questioned why you were, like, hiding it. Because I know you've touched on it a little bit, but people always think that
it's because I wanted to be kindly.
Yeah. I think people just always thought it was for attention, but I think we'll really be able to, like, dive into both.
We're going to clear shit up today.
No, it's a good one. I don't want to film this anymore. Stop it right now.
No. Yeah,
I'm like, we don't have any other topics.
No, we don't. Sorry.
Okay. So, to start off with mine, well... I don't know. I'm gay.
Come out today.
It's crazy because, like, every time I meet people and stuff, like, my OG perras will always be like, dude, I was watching even before you came out. So I think that's hella funny.
That's cute.
Because, like, they've been there. Because I've had, I had one video with, like, an ex-girlfriend of mine. It's, like, super old. So that's when I still thought I was, like, quote-unquote straight. So people were like, I remember when you had that girlfriend you were filming videos with. I was like, bitch, what the fuck? And then it's crazy. Dude, it's because of social media, I've been able to really, like, document my life.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's crazy because there's videos out there, you guys, that I forgot I filmed until either somebody brings it up or I go back into memory lane. And I'm like, oh shit.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like... somebody had brought to my attention, they're like, oh, I remember when you came out as bisexual, and I was like, oh, like that's a whole right. Like trip on its own.
So okay, wait. When did you realize that you were gay? Or I guess since you did not want to say you were gay back then, right, when did you realize you liked men or you were bisexual?
I think it's because at such a young age, I was being bullied for it.
Right.
That I never allowed myself to, like, sit down with the thought and, like, explore my sexuality. Because I was,
like,
so
afraid?
Ashamed.
Yeah, like, ashamed, afraid to explore that thought?
I want to say I was afraid and ashamed because it was always being pushed onto me, even when I was super young, you guys. And, like, I don't know. I don't know if I was just, like, never really cared for it or paid attention to it. But I didn't know that, like, being gay was a thing. Also, like, in Watsonville, I feel like we had little to no awareness.
Yeah.
To, like, the gay community. There's a lot of machistas there. So I feel like it was always something that even if you were gay, they were, like, DL. Like, they don't want people to know or anything like that. So I feel like I didn't really have an opportunity to, like, explore it. Because at such a young age... All right, we're all sick. you're like...
Start flying up.
It's got guy everywhere. I'm just kidding. No, I was going to say, one of the furthest, like, back memory, I remember... do you remember that one time that I took one of your little mirrors to preschool?
I remember that. Dude, why is that such a core memory?
Right?
For me,
like, even
too.
For you, it's crazy.
Core memory.
Because this is, like, one of the oldest memories I have, you guys, of, like, me finding out that I was different but not knowing what it was. Oh, I remember, like, there was always kids, and this was preschool, dude. Like,
this
I
was
feel like
preschool, not even kinder.
Yeah, like, I'm like, how does my mind remember that? But it's because it's, like, trauma.
And it's a core, dude, I don't know why, but it's a core memory for me, too. I think because I felt so sad for you.
Yeah, because, like, there was always kids in my school who would take toys, you guys, like little like little action figures or Spider-Mans and shit like that. Y yo también ya tenía ratito, like, taking, like, little stuff. I remember I would take, like, my Spider-Man and everybody, oh, that's cool. Like, what'd you bring today? Like, we would all just show each other our toys. And these, I had guy friends. Eran cuatro guys. No, it was three, but with me it was four.
Well, they weren't guys. They were mocosos. They were kids.
Oh, yeah.
We all men.
Fucking, yeah, half real. We were all little kids and fucking preschool. And I remember for some reason I had, like, ran out of, like, toys to take. And Yoatsi had this little mirror. It was a double-sided, like, what do you call them? Like a flapping mirror?
Yeah, like a little... compartment
type of mirror. I don't fucking
know. Flip open mirror.
And it had a mirror on the top side and the bottom side. One of them was like zoomed in and one of them was like regular. And it was like a little mermaid.
And it was pink, no? Was it
pink? No, it was baby blue. I remember. Okay, oh, dude, okay. It's scary how much I remember the details. To me, my brain
made it pink, but it was baby blue.
I remember it being baby blue because that's why I thought I could get away with it because it was blue.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Like, maybe one day we can bring Nonui in here to talk about it a little bit more. But yeah. Also, like, in my household, I wasn't allowed to play with dolls or anything girly, like any of Yuatsi's girl toys or Andrea's little trastecitos. Like, I was not allowed to play with any of that stuff. And I'm not saying, like, let me bring Don Wee in here to shade him. But no. I'm saying, like, now that I'm older and we've, like, talked about it, I can see where they were coming from. And, like, you know, it's just, it's a whole nother conversation within itself. But at the time, I didn't know why I wasn't allowed to play with those toys. So I was like, I don't have any more toys. So I went through Yahtzee's, like, little drawers. And I found the mirror. And on the mirror, on one side, well, the whole mirror was baby blue. But on one side, it had the Little Mermaid. And on the other side, it was just baby blue, like plain, nada.
You were like, she's sickening.
I know. No, like, that's what I asked myself. I'm like, what made me, like, I was taking toys. What made me want to take a mirror? Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, I already thought I was pretty, so I was like, let me show that. So I fucking snatched the little mirror into my backpack, whatever. And yeah, había acabado, like, preschool. There was, like, little to no kids anymore. And it was just me and, like, my little guy friends. We were waiting to get picked up. And everyone's like, oh, what toys did you guys bring? So I bring out my little compact mirror. And I was like, look, you guys. And I purposely put it upside down so you can't see the Little Mermaid. And to this day, I still don't know why. Like, something told me it was wrong, but I didn't know why it was wrong.
Aww.
So I flipped it upside down. And I was like, look. And as soon as I showed them, like, the mirror, like, they already kind of looked at me like, what the? Like, a mirror. Like, they were just like, what's so cool about a mirror? I don't know why. I was like, look, look, look. And then one of them, like, snatches it from me. And they see the Little Mermaid. And they immediately start, like, cracking up and, like, laughing at me. And then I was like, what the heck? Like, why are they laughing at me? And then they're like, you're a girl. You're a girl. And then I was like, wait, what? Like, genuinely so confused. And then they start calling me Luisa. Fucking putos.
Luisa.
They were like, Luisa, Luisa. Hi. And then I was like, and I got, like, so fucking, like, sad. And the fucking putas, like, preschool teacher, she heard, which was like, okay, like, she didn't do anything to, like, step in and be like, she, like, heard it all happening. So then I started crying and they were like, bully me. They, like, threw the fucking mirror back at me. And like I said, I was so confused as to why it was happening and why they switched up on me. And then my uncle came to pick me up that day.
Well, I went with him because he was watching me. And I just remember we got a call, I think, from my mom or my dad because they couldn't leave work.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, something happened to Luisito at school. Can you please go get him, like, right now? Mm-hmm. I think my parents were out for, like, another 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
But in chinga, me and my tío were like, okay, let's go. We're going to go pick him up.
Yeah.
And when we got to the office, the teacher came up to the front. She's like, es que trajo un espejo y le están diciendo Luisa y le están diciendo que es una niña.
Oh, shit.
I was there when they said that and I felt so bad. I remember, I feel like, I think I cried. I was so sad. I was like, pobrecito. Like, he just wanted to show them something and they were bullying him. So then I just remember we went to go get him.
It's crazy because I don't remember you being there. I remember there was, like, I always thought it was my mom, but then I was like, well, I don't have any memory of my mom, like, talking to me.
Yeah.
So, but then it was you.
It was me. That's crazy. That makes sense. How our brain works.
Yeah, because I was like, I knew there was somebody else there, but I couldn't, like, figure it out who it was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I remember, like, you guys picked me up, and I was, like, crying. Uh-huh. And then that's all I really remember from that.
Shits.
But that was, like, one of, like, the furthest memories I had of that, and I was like, why are they telling me stuff?
But you think, so, like, you think you were already born that way.
Yes. Like, that's why there's always so many people who think it's, like, a choice.
Okay.
And, like, the best way I can put it together, like, and it's, like, not me trying to hate on, like, my community, because obviously I love being gay and I'm happy to be a part of this community, but I don't think anybody would genuinely choose to live a hard life. It is a hard life. Like,
yeah,
no matter what people's opinions are, because a lot of people, I mean, we do have a lot of, like, privilege in some ways, like, you know, luckily, like, at least in California, like, same-sex marriage like that, like, so there's a lot of, like, good things that have happened and changed, which is amazing. But, like, I don't think people want to live their life being hated on hated for who on. They are or who they love. And it's like, bitch, like, when people always tell me, like, it's a choice. Like, you can, like, opt out. I'm like, bitch.
Bitch, you can opt out.
Straight. Yeah, I was like, if I could be straight, like, I would be. Like, I would. I'm jealous Aww. Of people that are straight. Like, I'm jealous that you guys get to hold your partner's hand out in public. I'm jealous that you guys can kiss and nobody's going to look at you guys weird. Like, unless you guys are fucking putting each other's tongues down your throat. But, like, I get very jealous of all that. Like, even now to this day, like, if, like, all the partners that I've had, I've never really felt comfortable holding their hand in public.
Yeah, you don't really do PDA like that.
Mm-mm. And it's because of, like, my past. Because, I mean, I've met other people who don't have similar upbringings.
Uh-huh.
Y ellos como si nada, which I admire and I give them so many props because it's amazing that they could be themselves, like, so unapologetically.
Yeah.
But with me, I'm like, nah, I had so much trauma that, like, I don't like putting that kind of stuff out there. Yeah, so, I mean, it's cool that you brought that up because, yeah, a lot of people always question if it was, like, something that I was born with or not. But I'm like, yeah, as far back as I can remember, like, I've been different.
Born different. Yeah, and I literally, it's so crazy because from, like, my beginning memories with you, you were, I could also tell that you were different.
Yeah.
And I feel like my mom also could tell.
Yes.
But we can tell he was so sassy growing up. Like, just not, like, because a lot of people were like, you think it's because he had two sisters?
That's something I was going to bring up. People would always ask me that.
But, like, I mean, I was pretty sassy myself, but it's not like I was telling you to be sassy.
And then I have other friends
who
also had nothing but sisters, and they're not gay.
Yeah, but he was just always just, like, very sassy, and he'd always want to play with my Barbies. And just the way he would talk to me, like, nin-nin-nin-nin.
Well, remember those videos? My mom literally has home filmed videos.
Oh, yeah, like VHS tapes. Yeah,
I'm like, what, 2 years old, 1 year old?
He's like two, like, and apenas caminando.
And I'm dancing and I'm already doing, like, the duck face.
Yeah,
and
he's like,
yes, I'm hella sassy and shit. Like, yes. It's just crazy because I'm like, bitch, when you're that little, like, especially in that, like, I mean, I know my parents didn't, like, tell me anything about, like, the community, like, you know, when I was young. So I was like, where else am I going to learn that? And people would always be like, oh, maybe it's because, like, of your two sisters and stuff. And I'm like, no. Like,
Because technically it was just me. Because Andrea wasn't born for another 3 years after you were born.
And I was still hella mocoso.
And I was very girly. But, I mean, that's just, like, how you were. I feel like maybe you took it in spoop.
Yeah, no, I was definitely going to say, like, I did learn a lot from you. But that's because that's what I wanted. Like, because that's just who I was. You know?
Liked it.
It wasn't because I was like, oh, shit, this is what I need to do, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, no, like, this is what I like doing. And, like, it just kind of, like, happened. And I also know that I didn't turn like that because of y'all. Because, like, I remember, like, once I did find out my sexuality, like, I fought myself for it so many times. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm, like, gay. And, like, ugh, like, yeah. I just remember, like, for as long as I can remember, like, I was always getting bullied. Even, like, by fucking adults. Like, I don't know if you remember when we lived in Jefferson Street.
Uh-huh.
Our neighbors, like, I'm not going to say who, but, you know, like, right across with, like, the trees and everything.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? So, their uncle, this fucking viejo, was, like, fucking late fucking 40s already, or, like,
dude,
30.
For real.
And that fucking puto would always bully me. Like, we'd be playing. Dude, this guy's, like, fucking 40, you guys. And I was, like, I was still in elementary school. I would be playing with my friend, and, like, when I would yell, I yelled like a fucking girl. I was like, like, you know? And he would always come at me. He'd be like, why the fuck do you yell like that? And
then
I was like,
chiculero.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just playing. He's like, you want to be a girl or what? Like, always would pick on me. And I was
what,
like,
what the fuck? And you all know,
yeah.
Baby.
And again, I was just being myself. So, like, hearing those things, I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like,
for
I was
real?
Just like, what the fuck? And it wasn't
You're
until.
Just being you.
It wasn't until I started getting older. That I was just like, then I was like, oh, shit, like, I shouldn't be acting this way. Like, now I could see why. I was hanging out with more guys.
You know what else I remember? One of our uncles, too. I didn't realize it was such a big thing until literally right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of our uncles, for the same reason, me and you were playing inside the house. And I think we were yelling because we're little kids. We were playing. And I was like, ah, you too. And he pulled you to the side. And I remember.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant it in a rude way, but he still meant it in some type of way because he was like, like, Luis, ¿por qué gritas así mm-hmm. como una niña?
Yeah.
And he was like, así no se grita. And then I think to make it funny, he's like, los niños gritan, oh,
yeah, yeah.
like that.
Because I remember that, and I never took that as the wrong way, because like,
and we were cracking up, because I remember we were cracking yeah. up. We're like, what the fuck?
No, and right after he told me, I was like, oh, and yeah. he starts cracking up. So then I was like, ¿así quieres que grite? I was like, yeah. oh. Yeah, I remember that. I never took offense to that because I love my uncle. And I knew how he meant it. I think he just kind of meant it more as like a funny way, but also being like, bitch, don't yell like that.
Like trying to low-key be like,
yeah, like don't do that in front of people. Because yeah. I was hanging out with some, I think we were playing outside actually, with tag or something. Yeah, with like some maybe. Other people.
Yeah.
So he's like, don't yell like that. And I was like, nah, I know. No, but yeah, I grew up with a lot of homophobia.
And you know what? Sorry to interrupt you before I forget, but... What? I also had a lot of stupid ass friends near me that would be like, you know, your brother's gay.
I remember that.
Dude, fuck all of them.
I know.
And I'd be like, no, he's not. I would literally always be like, no, he's not. Yeah. And they'd be like, your brother's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And like one bitch in particular, she was like, I remember, I don't think I ever told you, but she was like, remember this, but I'm telling you, your brother's gay. Yeah. And one day he's going to tell you. And I was like, dude, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
I remember one time we were at a park too, and you had he wasn't really your friend, but he was friend of a friend, but you guys were all hanging out at the park.
I remember that dude.
Oh, I fucking hated him. He was out, you guys. He was gay and everything, yeah. like super Jota Mayor. Not even Mayor. He was just a Jota. I'm the Mayor. All right. He was just a Jota. And I remember he was like talking to Yoatsi, and she was like all pissed, and she's like, stop saying that, blah, blah. And he wanted to like prove his point, I guess, that I was gay. So he like, calls me over, and then I'm like, what? Like, me all fucking Aww. Confused.
And he was just, we were in a park, so he was playing with his friends.
She was in high school, I was in middle school. So she was like just chilling with her homies, and I was like playing with my friends. And I think I was there with my girlfriends, era niñas.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I think he just straight up asked me, he's like, are you gay? And then I was like, literally, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm literally just playing tag right now.
Yeah.
So, I just hated you guys. There's so many people who would just wanted. To like, I wonder, prove the point.
Yeah, what the fuck would they get from that? Like, ¿qué te ganas? Did you want him to be like, yeah, or like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they just wanted to push you in a corner and pressure you to, like, accept something that they so wanted to be right about.
Exactly. Like, the guy, I remember, like, even after I said, I started crying. And Yati got all pissed. And she's so like, what the fuck, dude? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, well, I'm just telling you now, like. He is. And then I was like,
but so it's like none of your fucking business.
I think that's why it took me so long to come out, because I had spent so much of my life like hearing that I was like, bitch, I can't prove these people right. So I think by the time that I finally like came to terms with it and accepted it, I was like, I can't tell anybody, because then everybody is going to tell me that they were right. Because I heard it all in elementary school. I heard it before elementary school. I heard it middle school. I heard it high school. And when I finally like, came to terms with it, I was like, I was more ashamed of myself, because I was like, damn, dude, like, everybody was right. It wasn't even something that I was like, yeah, I'm gay, I don't give a fuck. I was just like, damn. I was so disappointed in myself, because I was like, fuck. Like, and low-key, dude, now that I'm thinking about it, I low-key feel like that's why I don't like admitting things. Like when people ask me about things over and over and over and over, I won't talk about it. And I just put that two and two together now, because
how therapy moment.
Like, no, I really feel like my mind just clicked, because all my life I've been hearing people try to force me into talking about something that I don't want to talk about.
That makes sense.
Or like they want to have that like I knew it moment, so that's why I don't talk about it. Because there's so many things that people will like throw at me, or even just like little dumb things, but I'm just like, I'm not gonna talk about it if you guys keep asking me.
And that's what happened with my pregnancy.
Yes, I remember we had that conversation.
I was like, just because you guys are fucking asking, like, that's why I wasn't talking about it.
Because there's a difference between like when you're ready to talk about something and when people are pressuring you into talking about something, even if it's not a big deal. Like, there's a lot of things that people will ask me that is like not a big deal. But I think growing up with that idea of people wanting to me to do things on their fucking time is what bugs me. I'm just like, bitch, this is like my life. When I'm ready to talk about it, and if I'm ever ready to talk about it, I'll let you the fuck know. But until y'all don't stop pushing my buttons, I'm not going to talk about it. It's almost like a way for me to hold on to myself.
Yeah.
And like literally just put
and like kind of take control of your life. Like, this is my life. I talk about it when I want, not when the fuck you want.
Yeah, because bitch, imagine like a whole fucking life hearing people asking me about my sexuality. And when I finally did, people were all fucking happy doing backflips and shit. I was like, okay, well, what do you want to do with the rest of your life now that you know this?
Yeah, now that you know, how do you feel, babes?
Yeah, I was just like, great, you want a cookie? All right.
Louis, so I have another question that I've always wanted to ask because I'm just super curious. I can ask whatever I want.
Yeah, there's no boundaries with you.
Okay. You're
like, when did you get fucked?
It hurt? So when did you realize that you were into men?
Like into men? All right.
Like you liked men. Like how did you know? What was like the feeling or told you?
Well, like, ever since I was little, like, I would always, like, catch myself, like, checking out, like, certain actors in movies or, like, novelas.
Shut up.
Yeah, but I'd always, like, I'm telling you, I would always fight myself. I was like, no. I was like, that's, you can't do that, you know?
Aww.
So I was just like, you can't like that. But I think one of, like, the first realizations that I had, dude, it's because I would fight myself so much that I think I didn't really, like, come to terms with it until high school is when I really started being like,
They're hot.
Yeah, well, like, I, like, allowed myself to feel the way that I was feeling.
Okay.
It's kind of embarrassing.
No, tell me.
It's gross.
Let's stop recording and tell me.
I know. So, I was in high school. And I was exploring a lot of my sexuality.
Uh-huh.
I was watching a lot of porn. I was. Uh-huh. And I was always watching, like, straight porn, like men
Which
and women.
Normal, nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I was growing. I was getting into my funk. Yeah. I was turning into the baddest perra. And I was like, no, but I was watching a lot of like male on female, and there was never a problem with that. Like I enjoyed it. And I was okay. Yeah, this is sickening. Like I love watching it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I don't know when the fuck it happened, but I caught myself picking videos based off what the guy looked like.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, but I'm telling you, dude, it was super like I wasn't aware of it. But I just knew after a certain reason I would catch myself like looking at the guy more or looking at like his beetle more.
Yeah, you're like,
ugh. Yeah, but like that was the first time that I was like, wait, am I choosing this shit based off like the guy? Because my whole time, like,
that's crazy
that I was watching like porn, I never really cared about the guy. It was always like both of them, like
Male
and the female doing their business, having an amazing time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember there was a certain switch where I was like staring at the guy more. And then I realized I started like choosing it based off the guy. And one time I tried watching like gay porn.
Uh huh.
I remember I was like, if I'm looking at the guy, I was like, maybe I should try watching like mom porn.
Oh my God.
Bitch. I remember I went on Google and like, I searched it up and I was like,
You got scared?
I got scared, bitch. Think about it. I literally had pushed that idea away for so long that I finally was like, I wonder if I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I searched it up and I got scared with what I saw.
You're like,
Like I didn't even click a video. It was just like the whole like page. And I was like, nah, I freaked the fuck out. Cause I mean, it's a whole different.
You're like, but actually,
I'm like, let me bookmark this. No, but I remember I literally got scared. And then I got myself into thinking that I was like, oh no, I'm definitely not into that. Cause I just tried watching
it.
And
shit.
Then I was like, oh my God, what am I? It was too much for me. And
yeah.
I was still figuring it out.
I can see how even like for anybody, that's like a crazy jump, especially if you're like new to like porn and figuring out your sexuality. Like imagine any young person and then seeing something you're not used to. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I fucking flipped out. Because I mean, all your life you kind of just hear, or like even in movies, like you'll see like men and women. Like, you know, that's what we're all used to seeing. So when I saw like guy on guy and like, I don't remember what I saw, but I remember I flipped the fuck out and I was
like
definitely
not
into this,
not yet at least.
I know. But yeah, I think that was like the first time that I was just like, oh shit, like I like men. Like I don't know, I just kind of like came to terms with it.
Yeah.
Was
it like their muscles too?
Yeah, like it definitely, like I was like looking for certain type of bodies and men and stuff. Like, yeah, I would always catch myself clicking on the videos where like the hombres look like all fucking like muscular and shit. But yeah, I didn't really, it wasn't confirmed until I was, I want to say like a freshman in high school, and I had my first interaction with a guy.
Yeah.
And maybe I can talk about that another time because it was, it's a whole crazy ass story in itself. It definitely was not what I wanted it to be.
Okay.
But long story short, it was my first time kissing a guy. And I remember feelings that I never felt kissing girls.
Oh, you were like.
Yeah, dude, it was the weird, like, it felt. Oh my, I really want to get into that story, but just to tell you guys like a little bit of it, like the guy was really attractive and then he ended up kissing me, but I had no idea because I'm telling you, dude, that everything about like just being gay was so far out of my mind that I didn't think the guy was gay. I knew I wanted to hang out with him because I thought he was cute, but never in my head did I think he was gay or that I just wanted to be around him.
Like, oh
my
gosh. I was just like,
this guy's kind of cute. And yeah, when he ended up kissing me, I was like, what the? Like, I literally felt like I was in a movie. Aww. I thought things like that, like, only happen in movies.
Like, that was, like, your real first kiss.
Yeah, and then I had already dated a bunch of girls in the past, so comparing how I felt, I was like, oh, my God, this is so different.
Wow.
So that's when I was like, oh, shit, I'm into guys. I'm with Gary.
Like, now, but.
Yeah, and then, obviously, I had, like, a little relationship when I was in high school. Yeah. And that's how I ended up telling you guys.
Yes.
And
so I feel really important because I was one of the first.
Yeah,
I
think you were the first one.
Oh, really? I thought you told your friends first.
Oh, you know what? Did I?
I think you told me that you had told maybe one of your really close
friends.
Oh, yeah.
I told
first.
One of my friends. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
And ended up kind of working out because that friend of mine ended up being like bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
So she like kind of opened up to me about it. So then I was like, oh shit, maybe I'm not weird. Like, it's just, I didn't really know anybody at that time. So yeah, and then after that, when I was finally like, I wasn't really ready. I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
So I ended up reaching out to you. I think, do you remember what I had said or what?
Yeah, I do. It's like a core memory.
What was it?
I just remember, I'll get into it a little bit, but I just remember you like pulled me to the side and you were like, hey, I think you texted me and you were like, hey, I really need to talk to you. Like, it's really important. I really need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? It was like the most randomest day. Like, it was not a specific day. It was just out of
random.
The blue.
And it was late.
And then I was like, okay, like right now. And you're like, yes, please. Like right now. It's super important. And then we ended up meeting at like a little church park thing.
Yeah.
By our
bitch, at a church.
At a church.
It literally was a church, you guys. Church, out of all places, I came out
like,
to her
at
church.
The church. And I was like a little park. So we went to the back and I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, are you okay? And he was just shivering. Like his poor carita was like, I don't know. I felt like you looked so sad. Like if you saw a ghost or something.
Yeah, dude, I was by myself.
And he literally just started bawling his eyes out. Like no words came out and he just started crying.
Because I don't, like, you guys, it's so difficult. And it's crazy when I tell my story, there's so many other people who relate to my story.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, dude. You know, people say, like, oh, I couldn't say any words. Like, yeah. I had never experienced that until then. As much as you want to spit out a word, dude, you can't. Like, I literally felt like my tongue was tied up. And I was like, and that's why I broke down crying. Because I was like,
he could not talk. And then I tried helping him out. And I was like, do you want me to like help you try to say it? And he was just nodding his head. Like everything was just yes and
yes
no.
Yes or no. I wasn't saying anything.
And then
anything.
I was like, is it about like school? Like, are you getting bullied? And he would just
tell
me.
She asked
yes,
me,
she's
like, did you hurt somebody?
Yeah.
She was like scared.
I was so, because I had no idea what it was. Mm. I was asking him so many questions. And then I had like a gut feeling, but that wasn't the first thing I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
So once I started asking him a bunch of questions, I was like, is it about your sexuality?
And then he started crying more.
And I was like, it's okay. Like, take your time. Like, there's literally no rush. And then I asked him again. I was like, is it about your sexuality? And he couldn't even look at me, but he just nodded his head. Like, yeah, that's what it is. And before he even said anything, I just remember I was just doing my best to let you know that you were in a safe space with me and that you didn't have to be ashamed for who you were. So I remember just telling him, like, it's okay. Like, I'm going to love you literally no matter what. Like, I will always be here for you. You can be super open with me. Like, I'm not going to judge you. Like, I just started telling you a whole bunch of stuff.
Like, reassuring me because I was freaking out.
Because I literally didn't want him to think anything else. Yeah. And then I think eventually, I don't think you told me. I think I guessed it.
Yeah. No, I don't think I even really talked, but definitely, like, her reassurance and, like, speaking to me kind of calmed me down because I couldn't believe that I had just told a family member because I don't know, it made it feel real. Like I was just like, oh,
like it's
my
real
God.
Now, it's true.
Yeah,
and you didn't tell me you were gay. You said you were bi.
Yeah, because at that time, I had just really started kind of, like, exploring. So, like, to answer y'all's question, I genuinely thought I was bisexual at some point in my life. And I always want to clear this up every time I say that. I don't think, because a lot of people think that people say they're bisexual to cover up how they really feel. Uh-huh. But no, I genuinely know people who are bisexual and have met a lot of bisexual people. And it's like, people always think that being bisexual is just like a cover. Mm-hmm. But, and I think my story, I always like to clarify because I don't want people to use my story as an example of like, you see, it's just because you weren't sure. But it's like, no, like I genuinely thought I was bisexual, but it's because of all the trauma that I had in my head. I had a lot of beautiful relationships and experiences with women.
Yes.
That I genuinely did feel amazing in. So that's why I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. I think after like accepting myself, that was the issue. I eventually started exploring more. And then I ended up just being like, no, I'm full on gay.
Yeah.
And it actually took me a while to full on say that. I used to not be able to say like I'm gay.
Oh,
it
shit.
It would make me so uncomfortable. It was like word vomit. I was because it was the same thing. The whole being ashamed of myself and the people thinking that they were right about me.
You have a lot of trauma when it comes to that department.
Yeah. So when I came out to Yoatsi, it made me feel really, really, really good, you guys.
Yeah.
Yay. And again, like, I appreciate you and the way that you took it and like just calmed me down, because telling Yoatsi made me feel like I was normal. Mm-hmm. So Yoatsi then later on helped me come out to my mom.
Who did you come out next? Was it my sister?
No, my mom.
It was our mom. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was literally like 2 or 3 days after.
I think it was because I think I told you that you should. Mm-hmm. I was like, my mom is literally the least judgmental person around us. Like, she will be so supportive of anything.
Yeah, and when I told my mom, like, same thing. It was really, really scary. But I told Yoatsi she had to be there in the room with me, so it made it a lot easier. But, yeah, my mom didn't really have any, like, sort of reaction. She kind of told me that she already kind of knew. And she told me that she's been known and that her and my dad had talked about it already.
She's like, yo, yes, Abby.
Yeah, like, she was just saying, like, you know, she just was a mom and she was really supportive. And the one that I was really, really scared to tell was Don Wee.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, I didn't have like a good relationship with my dad. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't healthy.
So seeing like how me and my dad are now, like, it's really cool.
That's kind of insane. Like, how the roles switched. I'm not sure. I kind of want to say it's you accepting who you were that triggered this really good place for our family. Like, I feel like if you really think about it, once Louis finally accepted who he was and fully opened himself, everything just kind of blossomed and went really good from there. Because
it's true.
Like, if you think about it, my dad completely did a
360.
Bitch. He flipped.
Yeah.
And now my dad is like the most supportive, sweetest, funniest person. Like what he was before, but even better.
Yeah. It was just crazy because like a lot of people will always tell me like, they're like, Louis, you're so lucky that you've always had like supportive parents and blah, blah. And it's like, I am very, very thankful and grateful that my parents are the way that they are.
Yeah.
But I also always wanted to clarify that it wasn't always
it wasn't
like rainbows and butterflies for me. It was really bad and hard. And I had like little to no relationship with my dad, you guys. Like,
it was pretty nasty.
And knowing that it's because I also had I felt a really big shame because my dad was so excited to have a boy in the family. Mm-hmm. And you know how like the parents always try to push their dreams into the kids?
Yeah.
I was constantly disappointing my dad. Like I didn't want to play sports. I didn't want to do what my dad wanted to do. I didn't want to work where my dad was working. It was just constantly disappointing him.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a good relationship with him at all. And when I finally came out to my dad, it was not good. It was not pretty. It kind of made me feel like shit all over again. But now that I'm, like, older and I've opened up to my dad and, you know, had a relationship with him, I've came to realize that my parents were always like that because they were scared for me. I had gone through so much already, like, bullying and stuff in school and everything that my parents were just being overprotective. Yeah. And I think when I came out to them, my parents took it like, fuck, like, you're already getting picked on by so many people and now this is another thing we're going to have to worry about. Because even within our own family, like, other family that we don't really talk to anymore, I was always like the the one I was getting picked on. Even my parents, they were like, son's all gay.
And they would like tell my parents too. And my parents were like, oh my God, like fuck off.
Like we were the ones that would get picked on. Like everybody made fun of us because my parents didn't really have money like that. And then they had a gay son. And then like we just weren't doing that well. And like everybody was just like, nah, nah.
Literally.
So it was really ugly. And I just felt I was like adding to the disappointment. But yeah, it gave me the opportunity to really work with my parents. It gave me the opportunity to really open up to my parents and then realize what my goals were and what I wanted. And little by little, they just started trusting me and they started seeing me change into the person that I am today. And they started realizing that I could take care of myself. And I think that's what really made it. I think my parents not accepting me at first was because they were so afraid of how society was going to take it.
And I think, too, coming from Mexico, it's just so different over there. And, like, the machista background.
Yeah.
And that, obviously, I feel like that's what made it so much harder for my dad.
Yeah, because my dad later on opened up to me saying that he was just like, no, this, like, he didn't want that for me. It's not that he didn't want me to be gay, it's just that he didn't want that life for me, because he told me that when he was growing up and in school in Mexico, that he saw people getting killed, he saw people getting beat up in school really bad.
Yeah,
and I remember that. He said that he just had the worst sort of memories correlated to that because of what he had seen. Porque siempre se me hacía raro, because my parents have always been very, very friendly with other gay people that they did know.
Yeah,
and they watched a lot of like comedians that were gay and stuff like that. So I was like,
and my mom had a lot of gay friends. Gay
co-workers and stuff. My mom loved them. So then
my
I was
mom
like,
loves them.
It was just so many questions as me being young that I was like, why don't you like me though? But then I later on was like, oh, it's just they were scared
for
me.
For your safety.
But yeah, my parents have always been really cool with like, and like even now, my parents are so cool. I've taken them to gay clubs, you guys. I've taken them to, they hang around my gay friends and everything. So it's beautiful how like it changed.
Yeah, it's so much more better. More better than didn't make no sense. I know. So what is like some advice that you can leave for everybody out there listening?
Have many chile appointments. Well, obviously, to anybody who's trying to find themselves and, you know, like, explore with their sexuality and stuff, I would just want to say, like, always, like, prioritize your happiness. I think that's one thing that I spent many years of my life not doing, was prioritizing the people around me and their happiness.
Okay.
For example, like, with my parents, I always was like, no, I can't be myself because, like, they're not going to be happy. They're or when I started like doing, like, makeup and stuff like that, I never would let them see me with makeup because I was like, they're not going to like it.
Aww.
So I'm just like, if you prioritize your happiness, because your happiness does matter. Like, yes. I think that's one thing that people always need to remember. And I'm not saying, like, do some really bad shit just to make yourself happy. But I'm saying, like, you know, like, just your happiness matters and you deserve to be happy. And don't be scared to, like, you know, explore what you think you might like.
Okay.
Because, you know, you go far when you are happy. And
yeah,
when you're doing
happy,
what you love. But I want to say that for the people on the other side, because I still see this shit happening now.
Los malos.
Like, I just, it's my biggest ick.
We're back to the icks episode.
For real, my biggest ick for people when they're curious if somebody in their family or like a friend of theirs is gay. It's fine to be curious. Like, if you're like, oh, I wonder if they're gay or, like, are they gay? But one thing that I hate is when people will full-on ask. And I think it's just because it triggers me.
Like, go up to that person and ask them?
Yes. Oh, I don't think it's any of your business. I promise you it's not going to change anything in your life. Unless, like, I don't know, you have something to do with their fucking life. But, like, other than that, like, I don't think it's any of your business.
Yeah.
I hate when people, I would always see it in school, too. People be like, are you gay? Or, like, even to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bitch, like, why does it matter?
Why,
like,
does it matter to you? Like, how is that going to change your
life?
Exactly.
Like, I honestly, and even if they're, like, sibling vibes. Because, like, for example, my sisters, my parents never fucking asked me if I was or if I wasn't. And I'm really glad they didn't. Because I think that would have destroyed our, like, little. Because I know there's some people, they do it out of the innocence of just wanting to know. I have a lot of people have asked me for advice and be like, hey, I think my brother or hey, I think my son or daughter are, like, gay. And, like, I want to ask them. I'm like, do not ask them. At least taking it from me, I would say don't ask them because you're almost like intruding or overstepping. And it's something that people, we need to find ourselves to be comfortable with it. And obviously the situation might be different with somebody else. Like if you have a really amazing relationship with, you know, your son or your brother, whatever, that might be different. But to my perspective, I think not asking is better.
It is, because it's honestly literally none of their business. Yeah, like it's not your business at all.
It's just let them figure out if they want to tell you. Because some people also, I met a lot of people who were like, I never had to tell anybody. I just live my life. And eventually I was like, oh, it's my boyfriend. And I'm like, that's fucking amazing. And that's beautiful.
Great.
There's people who are like, bitch, like that doesn't define me. Like, right. Yeah, I'm gay. Or like, yeah, like I'm into the opposite sex. Or I mean, into the same sex. But like, that's not who I am. Why do I have to go up to you and be like, hi, I'm gay. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Like, okay. It's something that I'm thinking about. Like, you wouldn't go up to anybody and be like, have you had sex?
Yeah.
Man, like, hi, good morning. I've had sex.
Yes. Like, it's like, just, why?
It's, why do you need to know that stuff?
And like, if you can like put two and two together, that's amazing. If you're curious, that's amazing. But I just think it kind of turns into something internal for who you're asking, and it might fuck up your relationship with that person.
Yeah.
Because, for example, I have a really bad ick with everybody and anybody who has like ever asked me if I was, because I was like, if you would have just been patient,
you would have known, babe.
Yeah. And I would have felt comfortable to tell you, or I just didn't have to tell you and I could have just lived my life and you would have found out one way or the other. But yeah, I just don't think it's something that people should be asking. I think just let them live their life, and if they want to tell you, amazing, and if they don't, then it's none of your business,
period. That's good advice, Louis. Good job.
That's my life and how I became a hota.
So are you gay?
No. Bitch, you asked me right after. I'm like, I'm fucking out this shit. It's
like, breaks everything.
Bitch, I rip off a sign. But now let's get into your dirty figure. All
right. No, I'm okay. I'm good.
Bitch.
I'm like, I'm good. Anything else?
No. Which one do you want to talk about first?
So I think I'll just briefly touch on Travis's, because I really want to get into the whole Ella situation and why I hid my pregnancy the way that I did. But with Travis, I was really young. I was 20 years old when I got pregnant. And as afraid as I was actually very excited to be a mom so young, because I feel like I always wanted to be a young mom. So I was really happy with my baby. And do you remember how I told you?
I remember briefly how you told me, but I think I was just more shook that like you were ready to be a mom. You kind of were already sharing it with me. Like, I want to be a mom. Like, I want a kid. And I was like, bitch, like you're so young. Like, it just, to me, it was like crazy that you were wanting to go that route.
Yeah. I feel like I always just had something in me maternal that I feel like I always knew I wanted to be a mom.
Or do you think it's because my mom had you at a young age that you were like, oh, I had that relationship with my mom?
Maybe. I feel like, yeah, that definitely did something, because I know me and my mom had an amazing relationship growing up. Like, my mom was my best friend. Yeah. I would say that so much. Like, in high school and middle school, I didn't really have a lot of close relationships with women, but my mom was always there for me.
And then I remember you guys I would always hear too. The people would be like, wait, I thought you guys were sisters.
Yeah.
That shit was going on for so long.
Yeah.
People would be like, that's your mom? I remember everyone would always try to hit on our mom too. Like, all the guys.
Your mom's hot.
I was like, ugh.
But I love that they would like compliment my mom, respectfully. And I love that. And I feel like me and my parents, even my dad too, though, they would always say that my parents looked so young. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I always loved that relationship, and I always wanted to be a young mom, probably for those reasons too, but just because I wanted to spend a lot longer time in my life with my kids.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah, because like if I had them older, that's 10 years less of spending time with my kids.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of, for example, I had a teacher and she was white. She had her first kid at like her late 40s.
Oh,
which I think it's already like not really like good for you.
It's not that healthy to do that.
But she said that she wanted to spend the majority of her time like traveling and doing, like, so I guess she had like this beautiful, amazing life, which I can also see that side of it. But then I was like, I don't know, because our parents had us at a young age. I was like, so are you going to have a relationship with your? And well, you can, but there's just so much time that we've spent with our parents because they were young.
I just feel like you can have a better, deeper connection when you're younger because you can understand them a little bit more. But I see it the opposite way. So you know how she said, I got to travel and all of that, and then now I have my kids?
Yeah.
I saw it the opposite. I saw it as I grow up and I travel, or I grow up and learn with my kids when we're young. And thankfully, the life that I'm able to live right now, I'm able to travel everywhere with my kids right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm able to live such an awesome life with them. Y ya después, when my kids are older, that's when I'll kind of travel even more by myself with a partner or something, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to just have a very close relationship with my kids. And so that's why I had my baby Travis. I don't really remember, if I'm being honest, coming. I think to you, I was going to say my coming out.
You're all coming out to me right now.
What the fuck?
I'm like, well.
My pregnancy. I think I just showed you the little paper of Planned Parenthood, right?
So let me tell you how I fucking remember.
Because I don't really remember too much. I just remember Andrea's and my parents.
So we were having dinner. And Yuatsi said she wanted to, like, show me something super casual. And I was like, when is it? So she took me to, I don't remember if it was already. It was
my room.
No, wasn't it mine? Because you were already, like, out. Oh, no, you weren't. Your room. Okay, it was Yuatsi's room. And she took me to her bed. And she's like, I have to show you something. And I was like, what? And she gave me this paper. And it was, I think it was, like, a yellow paper from Planned Parenthood. And it was folded.
Yeah.
But, bitch, you guys, I'm so dumb that I was like, I don't get it. Yeah, I literally looked at it. And then I was like, what? And then she's like, read it. I was like, what am I reading? And it was so clear. It literally had like a little X on where it said
it's
pregnant.
It said positive. Yeah. And it had it like big circled, like positive.
And I remember right when I was looking at it, and Yotsu was like, I'm pregnant. I was like,
dude. Bitch. He was just like, what? But I remember like, you were like smiling. So he was like, what? Like, bitch.
Full on trip mode. Like, well, I was happy. Because, like, right after that, she's like, you're the first person I'm telling. And then yeah. I was like, So, like, it kind of, well, one, it made me happy because then I was like, wow, like, this is such a huge thing that I was like, and she felt comfortable enough to tell me first. Like, I don't know. I just feeling, like, that honor of, like, knowing.
You're like, I know everything.
Yeah. Well, I just felt, like,
I know you had this biggest special. Secret.
No, not so much because it was a secret, but just knowing that you trusted me enough to tell me first. Aww. Like, it felt really special to me. And then I was like, what the heck? Yeah. And then, we just continued the conversation about whether you should tell my parents or not and stuff.
And, well, I had really bad anxiety. So I think literally after telling Louie, I think that same night I told my parents.
No, you waited, puta. I told you to wait.
I waited? How long?
Remember I told you to wait and you were supposed to wait. Like a week or something. And then I don't know where this bitch is like, I'm telling my parents, I can't hold this anymore. Like, I have to tell them. And I was like, no, wait. Because I think I was just trying to figure out a way for her to tell my parents. Because I think you guys were having like a little rocky moment.
Ugh, yeah.
So I was like, right, now's not the time, my love. But then I remember I was like, you know what? Like, Yuatsi supported me when I was coming out. And then I was like, and she helped me figure it out a way to make it. It was going to be okay. So then I was like, okay, but I have to be there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was during dinner. And yes. She was supposed to tell them after dinner. And this puta started getting hella anxiety on the dinner table. And she was like,
I was
going to
go throw up, dude, because I had so much anxiety.
And then she was like, I'm going to. And she just word vomit, literally said it.
No, I got up because I called my ex and I was like, hey, fool, like, get your ass over here. We're going to spill the tea. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you sure? I was like, hurry the fuck up. And he came. And then my parents were like, why the fuck is he here? Like, we're having dinner right now. And then I was like, Mom. And then I just remember I stood up. And you know how we used to have a little bar and a little thing?
Yeah.
I hid behind it. I was like, I got to tell you something.
Y'all, and I was shitting myself.
So they were just staring like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm pregnant. Like, dude, just straight like that. And literally my mom's face was just like, like mouth open, super shook for like 10 minutes. And my dad didn't say a word. He just put his head down and he was just like,
he was like, first a gay boy, now a pregnant girl.
But he was scary. They were both going through it. And my mom was just like going off on me. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're so young. Like, what about school? And like, like, they started going off on me.
The first reaction was anger.
They were so mad. And I can't remember because it was like a, ¿cómo se llama? A little traumatizing.
Yeah.
So I kind of went blank. And I just remember my mom basically telling me to leave. Like, you know what? Leave right now. I don't want to see you right now. Just like leave. And so I left for a while. I think we went to go drive around or something. And then
from
I came.
From what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
My parents were just really disappointed. Like, I remember my dad was so pissed. And he was like, no lo puedo creer. And he was like mad. And he was like rubbing his face. And he was like, she has her whole life ahead of herself. And like all this. So like me hearing all that, I was like, no. I was like, but. Like, everything's going to be okay. Like, you guys should be supporting her. And I kind of reminded my parents. I was like, you guys had us at a young age.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, but like, blah, blah. And they were just like, I remember I started crying because I was just like, oh, my God, this was the. Because I knew they were going to be mad, but I didn't think they were going to be like, get the fuck out of here right now.
Yeah, they were really mad. Like, really, really mad. But I ended up coming home that night really late, like probably midnight late, because I didn't want to go home. And when I got there, my mom left me a little note. I'll never forget it. A little note on my vanity. And I grabbed it. I don't know if you ever knew that. Or no. It was a little note and I grabbed it. And then she was just like, hi. Like, hi, Pollita. I'm so sorry the way that we reacted, me and your dad. It was just a big surprise. And we weren't expecting that. But we love you and we're here to support you. And we're so excited for the baby that's coming on the way. And, aww, like, we're super excited for you. And we love you so much. We're here for you. And I was like, ooh, I was just like crying in my room. And then the next morning I saw my parents and I just hugged them. And it was kind of like if nothing happened. Because after that, my mom started taking care of me. She was making me breakfast every morning. She's like, you need to feed the baby. Like, it was so cute.
It was just a crazy switch up. I think my parents' initial reaction, they were just like, they were tripped out. Because my dad, he was like mad. But then after like, I think after I talked to them a little bit, then they were like, we need to talk. So then they left. So they were just shocked. But then they were like, she can still have her life.
Yeah.
You know?
And I ended up getting a good response. So, and then Travis was born.
Yeah. And then they were all like, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Dude, yeah. They're like, all love.
Dude, my parents were the happiest when Travis was born.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I always say that too, like, Travis being born brought our family more together.
It definitely did.
Because I was already a little disconnected with Yuatzi because, you know, she was growing up. She was having her relationship moments. I was still being like a chamaco and stuff. So, like, Travis made us, like, start visiting Yuatzi, like, almost every day. Like, we were going to go see Travis. And then my parents were always looking for a way to help you. And we were all just happy. And then Travis being a boy, we would have been happy, boy or girl, doesn't matter. Uh-huh. But everybody had always wanted a boy in the family. Because I was in a good one. So then when Travis was where everyone was just like so excited.
Yeah, my dad all teaching him to play soccer. Like, it was just a very good moment for all of us.
Yeah.
But now, Aloysius. Oh, my baby girl.
Well, first, let's talk about her name. All
right. What about her name? Mm-mm. What?
It's because when she was giving me like hella names for Ella, they had given me hella names. I don't know what. But then Yotsi was like, I think we're going to name her Ella. And I was like, Ella?
He didn't like her name, my Ella.
It's because on Ella Enchanted.
That's why I named her. Because I loved Ella Enchanted. She gave me princess vibes the moment I knew she was a girl.
Yeah.
And to BH, Alex wanted to name her Bella. He's always loved that name, but that's my dog's name.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So I didn't like Ella because I knew Bella was the first option. And he was like, Bella. And I was like, bitch, I'm going to be like, sit.
Yeah, that's my dog's name.
Is Bella. And then he was like, no, it has to be Bella. And I was like, oh, your next one's going to be Jacob or what? So then he ended up changing it to Ella. And then I was like, you just took off the B. And Yotsi was like, but it sounds so pretty. And I was like, it sounds pretty, but like Ella Bella. So then I was like, I wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah.
But then.
But to this day, it's hard. I'm like, Bella, Ella.
Yeah. And I'm just like, And then let me tell y'all a little something.
What?
So if you guys pay attention, I don't know if I posted a lot, but every time I talk to Ella, I go, hi, Ella. I'm basically saying like, hi, Ella wishes, or something around Bella wishes. I mean, Ella wishes. I'm telling you guys. But the reason that came about, like that nickname only came out because Travis used to have a song for Bella. And he'd be like, Bella wishes, Bella wishes, Bella wishes, Bella wishes. Who is my Bella? Bella? So then when Ella was born, because I kept getting them confused, then I just started calling her, hi, Ellie. So that's where her nickname came
to be. I hate you, my baby girl. But now I can't, like, Ella is her name. Yes, she's like, Ella.
It fits her so perfect. I love the name. But Ella. At first I was like, Ella.
Her name is Ella Yuatzi. So sometimes I'll call her little YOA. Mm-hmm. I'll call her little YOA or I'll call her Yuatzi. But I think I'm the only one that does that because Alex is like, her name's Ella.
Yeah,
like,
I always forget Yuatzi's in there.
And I'm like, hey, Wayway. Like, I like calling her little names too.
I'm dead.
But now to why I hid my pregnancy. So.
Well, talk about first how you found out you were pregnant. I remember how you told me.
I know how I told you, but so the way that I found out that I was pregnant is kind of embarrassing, but it's funny. So I had an itchiness down there, my cuca, And I didn't know why I was so itchy. And I thought maybe it was like a yeast infection. Not a UTI, because I've had a UTI before and it wasn't itchy. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? And I wasn't having like abnormal discharge or anything. So I was just like, what's going on? So I bought like Vagisil anti-itch wipes. And I was like, you know, and I was like putting anti-itch cream. And I was like, dude, I'm so itchy. Mm-hmm. And it lasted like a week and it wasn't going away. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I need to go to the OBGYN, like the doctor, because I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I went to the OBGYN and then I was like, I am super fucking itchy. Can you check my coochie?
Yeah.
And she was like, is there any chance you're pregnant? I was like, fuck no. And then I was like, but I'm just hella fucking itchy. So they did like tests for like everything possible. And then she just comes back and she's like, so I know why you're itchy. And then I was just like, what? She's like, you're pregnant. And I was like, oh, what? God. Like, excuse me? Like, dude, that is the last thing I expected. I honestly thought that she was going to say I had crabs before, before I was pregnant. I like, I don't know. I did not expect that at all. And then she was just like, no, she was so serious. Fucker. She's like, no, yeah, you're pregnant. And I was like, are you sure? Like, how sure or how accurate is that test? Yeah. She's like, it's like 99.9% accurate.
Bitch, you're like, won that 1%.
She was like, we did like two or three. So, yeah. Shit. Two or three tests. So we know you're pregnant. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I knew right away the exact moment that I got pregnant because me and Alex were like fucking around and shit.
Yeah.
And one of the times we didn't use protection and he got me a plan B.
But oh, he so got you me weren't trying to get pregnant.
No, fuck no.
Oh, okay, okay.
He got me a plan B, I think 2 days later, though. Because I didn't want to take plan Bs because they messed me up hormonally, like, so bad. They would make me crazy.
I didn't know plan Bs did that.
Yeah, they because they insert a bunch of hormones when you take it cancel out pregnancies.
Oh, mood?
And it would make me feel horrible. And Alex was like, let me get you a plan B. And I was like, nah, dude, like, I doubt I'm pregnant. And then he was like, let me get you one. And I was like, go get me one. So he got me one and I was like, I'm good. I'm not pregnant. But then a month later, bitch, I was all pregnant.
Oh, so a whole month late. Oh, shit. So literally you were like, I don't, like you were just no correlation.
Yeah. And
oh, shit.
Literally, I don't know, but I had no idea. And yeah, I found out I was pregnant and literally running out of the clinic. I was with Travis.
Mood, you were with Travis?
I was with Travis because I didn't have a sitter. My mom still lived up north. So in Chinga, I didn't know who to contact, who to call. So I called my mom. Literally right away. And I called her crying. And I was like, Mom, like, I don't know what to do. I'm fucking panicking. I literally, no surprise, no nothing. I was like, I'm pregnant. I just straight blurted it out.
What did my mom say?
And she was like, what? She's like, wait, what do you mean? And I was like, I'm pregnant. And she wasn't even really shocked. She was just like, well, can I be honest? And I was like, what? She's like, I'm really happy Travis is going to have a sibling. He's really lonely.
Oh, that's true.
And I was like, oh, you're right. But like, I'm just scared. And she's like, what are you scared of? Like, you're fine. Like, you're just pregnant. It's okay. And I think because she knew that I was in such a much better place, like financially, I could take care of myself, my kids. She wasn't necessarily worried. She was more like, it's okay. And then she's like, I'm going to tell your dad. And I was like, really? Like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I'm gonna tell him. And I was like, okay,
move it on fast. So you're already having a fucking baby shower and everything.
It was very nothing crazy. And then later on, my dad texted me that night and he was like, hey, your mom told me about the baby, like, I'm really excited, congratulations, like, we can't wait to see you, we'll be up there to visit you soon.
So cute.
It was very complete opposite of like with the Travis. But I feel like I was having a harder time with it this time than anybody else.
That's true.
Because me and Alex weren't really serious vibes, and everybody already knows that.
Yeah.
We already liked each other, but we didn't know what we wanted to do with our relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what was scaring me the most.
Yeah, you were just like, what's going to happen right now?
Yeah, and then I was really scared to tell Louis and Andrea next. So I was really scared to tell Louis and Andrea. I don't know why. I was just scared. I was nervous.
I know why.
Why?
Because we didn't have a relationship.
We weren't talking. We're mad at each other.
Me and Yuati had
a
really rough patch. So once again, the kids brought us together.
Right? Uh-huh. He's like, oh.
No, yeah. Me and Yuati were just having a really rough patch. And we kind of like,
we broke up.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the best way you can say it. Like, we kind of went our own separate ways. And although Yuati was living here already, we were both in our own mundos.
Yeah.
Like, Yotsi was the first one to move down here to LA with me.
Uh-huh.
And we thought it was going to bring us, like, a lot closer. But we kind of, I don't know, we were both in our own world, and me and Yoatsi weren't really talking. We weren't really, like, texting.
Yeah.
We weren't looking for each other. We weren't hanging out. And
it was not fun.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like
maybe
that.
We can talk about that another time. But there was a lot that, like, just went into it. So we had, like, no relationships. I remember she had reached out to me wanting to talk to me.
No, pendejo. We went to a dinner. It was, I think, Adam, Marlene. We had, like, a dinner.
I don't remember.
We went to a dinner. Fuck, I can't. I think maybe Jenny invited us to a dinner or something. But I don't know. But we went to a dinner to Mama Por Dios. Mm-hmm. And I remember I texted Alex, and then I was like, hey, like, this is the most me and Louis have hung out in a while.
You're right.
And we've been talking a lot in this little dinner, so I think I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, because she thought I wasn't even going to talk to her.
Yeah.
She said that she thought we were going to be like, hey, girl.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to tell him.
Yeah,
like,
I
tonight.
Remember now, actually.
He's like, are you sure you don't want to wait? And I was like, nope, I'm going to tell Louis. And then he was like, okay, so I drove you home that night. I don't know if you remember.
Because I was going to say, I remember being in the car, but I don't remember what we were doing after.
Yeah,
but
I think I had picked you up, and then I drove you back home, and then I was like, I need to talk to you. And then he was just like, what?
I know, I was like, what could she possibly tell me right now?
Yeah, he's like,
I thought she was just going to try to, like, rekindle and, like, make out.
Yeah, something. I was like,
I was just like, what the fuck is she going to tell me right now?
And I think I literally was just like, I'm pregnant, right? Or did I show you the little? No, I think I literally told you, like, I'm pregnant.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know why I feel like you did show me something.
I did show you something, but I was just like, I'm pregnant. You're like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, that was my initial reaction.
Because I was kidding.
Because I thought she was trying to, like, break the ice.
Yeah.
So then I was like, shut up. Like, what are you really going to tell me? And she's like,
and no, I was like, no, Louis, like, I'm pregnant. And he was like, ah. So then I pulled my little screenshot and I was like, pregnant.
And I was like,
and he was like, oh shit.
I was like, well, it's nice to see you again.
I know. But I think after that, you had a really good response too.
Yeah, I think she seemed scared to tell me.
Yeah, and I
think
was scared.
It was, it kind of was like a little rekindle moment because,
the kids did it again.
I know. No, it's because she told me and she was excited to tell me, but then I think you got really emotional. You started crying because you were telling me how, like, you and I didn't really have a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
So then we kind of dove into that, and then obviously she's my sister, so, like, I really felt for her, and, like, the last thing I wanted was for her to feel lonely during her pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So then, we just, like, continue talking about everything else we have to talk about, but then the pregnancy. And then I told her, I was like, I'm really happy. I was like, that's so exciting. Like I knew no details about anything, but I was just so happy that she was pregnant, because I knew you did want another kid. I knew that probably wasn't, like, the right time for you, but I knew you had been wanting another kid. And, like, I was just excited to see, like, somebody else in the family, because we've always said we think Yati's gonna be the one reproducing for the Castros, because all of us are like, not gonna do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was really cute when I found out.
Yeah, and then Nea, I was really scared to tell Nea, but I told Nea in Vegas when we went for my dad's birthday. I told her. Everybody was like, okay, go tell Nea.
Yeah, because everybody knew and that didn't know. So, yeah, you were like, bitch, you need to tell her right the fuck now.
And I told her, and she had an amazing response, too. And I was like, I'm sorry you were the last to know, but I wanted to tell you in person. And she already wasn't living here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wanted to wait. And she's like, no, I'm so excited. Like, I got good vibes off of everyone.
Yeah.
But then I chose to hide it from social media just because there was so much drama going on with me at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was just so afraid of, like, what was going to happen or what were people going to think. Like, they were going to start even more chisme. And I just wanted to be in a mentally, like, stable place for my pregnancy and to just have, like, a healthy, good pregnancy, because pregnancy is a very important time for a woman's body. And I was like, I don't have time to be stressed. I don't have time to be, like, looking at all this bullshit and, like, everything. So I was just like, I'm gonna try to hide my whole pregnancy.
Yeah, I remember her asking for advice.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't know what to do. She's like, I'm always so stressed all the time. And I think you were, during that time, you were also really bad with, like, your antidepressant pills, right?
My anxiety was just bad.
Your anxiety was really bad. So it was just, like, a lot of stuff, and obviously it was really unexpected, you guys. And her first pregnancy, she wasn't on social media. So then being on social media, knowing that there's so many eyes on you all the time, like, she was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, how should I do it? So I remember I was trying to like guide her and give her advice. And then she was like, do you think it's a bad idea? Like, am I stupid for thinking that? And I was like, no. I was like, honestly, like, you have to put yourself first. And I always say that to anybody for anything that you're doing. Your happiness matters and you have to put yourself first.
You have to prioritize yourself.
Because she did also say, she's like, I've always wanted to be like one of those cute, like pregnant girls on Instagram. Because we already had friends who were like on Instagram. And she's like, I want to get ready. Like, I want to take cute pictures of my belly. She's like, I don't want to skip out on all that. And then I was like, yeah, like, that's cute. I was like, but let's be fucking for real. Like, I think social media is not going to let you have that cute moment right now.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we had to like really dissect it. It wasn't something that we just woke up and we're like, come on, Kylie, let's hide it. Like, it was just, we really were thinking about Yoatzy's mental state. Is that how you say?
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it would be a good idea. And originally, you were only going to hide it for like the first 3 months.
Yeah.
She was just waiting for that one like period. What is it?
Yeah, the very like the first trimester is like very difficult. So you have to wait.
Yeah.
Everyone always advises wait at least 3 months before you tell like anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll just wait the 3 months. But it just, I don't know, the 3 months passed and it just didn't feel right.
Yeah, I remember it came by like this. Yeah. We like re-talked about it. And she was like, I'm not ready.
I was not ready to just like talk about it. And I can't remember if I was with Alex yet or not. I was already with him. And he was telling me too, like, no, it's not good for your mental health. Like, let's keep having it a secret. And I think I really enjoyed having it a secret up until it started being rumored that I was pregnant.
And once it was, like, noticeable.
Yeah.
That's when I think it was really peaceful. So I think we were all like, okay, like, we're happy
it
for
was,
you.
I loved so much that literally nobody knew but my family. Yeah,
it was so.
I loved it so much. Even nobody knew.
Your baby shower. That was really
beautiful.
My gender reveal.
I loved my gender reveal. There was people already being skeptical as fuck on the internet. But I loved it just because it was super, super intimate. And don't get me wrong. There's so many other friends that I wish I could have invited. But it was just so much fear of it, like, getting out. Or I was just so scared.
And that's what I was going to say, you guys. Like, it wasn't even just her hiding it from social media to be like, hee, hee, ha, ha. Nobody, even friends, really knew.
Yeah.
Besides, like, the friends that were with us, like, Chiclet 24/7.
Yes.
Because, you know, like, she felt comfortable to tell them. But, like, even, like, our friends on, like, social media.
Social media didn't know.
Yeah, because like, Yoatzy was just at home. 24/7. She was like, I'm just at home. So she's like, I'm not really seeing anybody. So I don't really, like, don't have to put it out there yet.
Yeah, and Marlene and Adam were probably the only influencer friends that knew, but they found out because we took a Tahoe trip with Beauty Creations, and we were sharing a room with them.
Yeah, Yoatzy was like, bitch, I'm sharing a room with Marlene.
With Marlene, I couldn't hide it from Marlene, so I had to tell Marlene. And
she wasn't participating in anything.
Dude, yes, I wasn't drinking or nothing.
She wasn't drinking. She wasn't getting in, like, the hot tub. She wasn't doing, like, the little snow stuff.
Yeah, and I was always throwing up, so Marlene was like, babe, you good? So I had to tell Marlene, and at that point, I felt super close and comfortable with Adam during that trip. So I was like, I already told Marlene, I should tell Adam.
Yeah.
And luckily I told them. But if we wouldn't have gone on that trip, I literally would have told nobody. But yeah, that's kind of how it happened. But I think just throughout all of that, I just hated that so many people just like you a fuerzas wanted me to admit that I was pregnant on their terms.
Yeah.
And other people took it to like try and do hella research and try to expose me, like if it turned into something so ugly. And I was like, bitch, it's my pregnancy, it's my life, ¿por qué te interesa tanto?
Oh, and then the one thing I hated, I feel like we're always gonna get like shit for this, but there's so many people on social media who will always say, like, well, you wanted to put your life on social media, like, now deal with it.
Yes,
and I'm like,
but like,
mi amor, like, at least I can speak for myself, but I do social media because it's fun to me.
It's
to make you guys hopefully laugh. It's to help you guys just, like, you know, get some entertainment from mensadas that I do. And, like,
yes,
you know, but, like, there's some people who truly believe, like, you owe your life to us.
I know. As like, in, I'm like, babe, you want me to tell you when I get dick too?
Yeah, like, it's on me. That's on my fucking content. No, but I think, like, there's obviously going to be curiosity, and there's going to be people who just want to know because, you know, they truly just want to know and they're, like, interested and they're, like, excited for you. Yeah. But there was those people that were like, she wants to be Kylie, like, bitch.
Yes,
like,
I,
you
want to
post everything,
that,
but you don't want to post this right now.
Like, you're going above and beyond to, like, hide your pregnancy. I'm like, this is just for me, babes. Like, you're so invested right now trying to figure out if I'm fucking pregnant or not. Like, go figure out what's going on with your life. Like, people were so invested.
Like, she would send me video, like, every time somebody would post about it, she'd start freaking out, or she'd call me. There's another video. There's so many people engaging in it. Like they're gonna like they're telling me shit. Like blah blah. And it ended up turning into something really ugly. She was always.
It was stressed. Causing me more stress than before. So that's when I was like, okay, like I think I need to like come clean. Pero me voy a tardar un tantito because like Louie, it's whenever the fuck I want to say I'm pregnant, not when you want to tell me.
I told her, I was like, just when you are ready and you're happy, say it.
And then that at that point, I was kind of like, okay, I kind of have to come out and say it because I was like 6 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And you know what ticked me off? I just remembered really bad. What? I had like, I think a few nights before I said I was pregnant, I went to Sweetheart's Night with Alex. Uh-huh. And this puta, she was in line next to me and she kept staring at me and staring at my stomach. Mm-hmm. Puta, I remember you. And she was just staring at me. And then a video came out like, oh my God, did you guys see her Sweetheart's like, little DIY dress decor thing. She dressed in like very loose clothing, blah blah blah. She is pregnant, she has to be. And that bitch commented and she was like, well, I was standing next to her in line and yes, I can confirm she's pregnant, I saw the bump. And I was like, puta babosa, like,
oh, just like frustrated, like, you,
que te importa? Like, oh, you want to see my titties too or what?
You're like, here's the implant.
And at that point, I was like, okay, I literally, I bought like the biggest shirt and I was like, I can't hide it. Yeah. And I like being out. So I was like, I need to share my pregnancy. And then Yahtzee broke the internet for a little bit. I'm all Kim.
I know. No, but you guys, we do want to like clarify again. Like, we obviously know there's going to be like curiosity from people who watch us and support us and like genuinely just care about us. Yes. But there's a huge there's a huge difference between the people who don't give a fuck about us and they just want to be chismosos. Uh-huh. And there's a people who, you know, genuinely be like, oh, I want to know like how exciting or like, you know, it's a really clear difference, you guys. Like, I don't want you guys to think that we're putting this all on everyone. No. Like, if you at some point were genuinely curious about Yahtzee's pregnancy or anything that we've done, it's totally fine. We're not like, bitch, why the fuck? Like, we get it. We do share a lot of things, but I think what made it very difficult was the fact that this was all for Yahtzee's mental health.
And like, a lot of people, like literally what you said, people were doing it out of malicia.
Yeah.
Out of evilness. Yeah. Like, I would get messages from my supporters being like, Yahtzee, we love you if you are pregnant. Like I'm so happy for you. Yeah.
She would
like,
show me.
I can't wait for you to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But then there was those fucking putos out there that would be like, bitch, like stop fucking being Kylie and just tell us.
Or there would be like people commenting on your weight.
Yeah, like you're gaining weight.
Yeah, like look at her face, blah, blah. And I'm like.
Like she has to be pregnant. And I'm like that's when it gets toxic because it's not out of a good place. It's out of pa chingarme.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like,
it's when it gets ugly.
Yeah,
but
it got real messy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's cool that you like cleared it up because, yeah, I feel like people always just thought it was like a little malicious, like intent of yours, and you were just like, I just need views and clout. But
no, definitely not. It's for my mental health.
Yeah, we were just trying to execute it in the best way possible. And, you know, always for everybody who's supported us, like, we really appreciate it. Like, even with me and my coming out story, one of the biggest, and I do want to say it's like the biggest reason why I came out is because I found you guys. Through social media, I finally found a support system. When I started doing YouTube videos, nobody was in my comments being like, are you gay? I mean, there was a few people, but nobody was defining me as a person for that. Like, the people who have been watching me or even watch me now, they didn't care about my sexuality. They didn't care about what I was doing. Like, people were just like, you're funny as fuck. And I was finally identified for something different than my sexuality.
Yeah,
I was identified as like, oh, it's that funny guy or like that guy who does story times or like, you know, so it was a really beautiful thing. And I mean, obviously with you, like, I see how much people love when you post your kids.
My mommy content.
Yeah. And it's, you guys always turn something that was not the easiest for us into something really beautiful.
Great. And that's why we love you guys.
Yeah. And honestly, like, even just to get all fucking Chiyona vibes with you guys, like, the support that we've gotten with Pretty Not Smart is so insane. Beautiful. And like,
I get a little goosebumps.
We always talk about it. We always know that, like, people will come up to us, and it's so cool because I, for the longest time, I've always heard, like, oh, my God, I love your YouTube videos and stuff like that. But now we'll have people be like, oh, my God, I love Pretty Not Smart.
And it's so weird to listen.
Yeah.
I actually went to Downtown Disney yesterday, and some girl was like, oh, she was so sweet. She was like, oh, my God, I love watching Pretty Not Smart. I watch your podcast, so I'm so sorry if you're overwhelmed right now. But, like, respectfully, like, I really want a picture. And I was like, oh, my God, like, yes, let's do it. So I'm like, they are listening to us.
Yeah. I had to click out of the first 10 minutes. Well, as I was going to say, like, it's a really cool thing about having a podcast. We feel like we can go a little deeper with you guys into conversations and, like, talk about things. And I mean, it's just a different way to put our own conversation out there.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, so.
You're not getting rid of us anytime soon.
I hope you guys got a cute little inside scoop on some of our biggest secret. And hopefully it can help somebody out there that's going through something similar.
Yes, literally.
And even if you're not on social media, I know some people do keep their pregnancies private because, you know, even in the family, there's always the chismosas and stuff. People are like, girl, I'm not even on social media, but I did not want to tell anybody about my pregnancy.
Yes. And I was so like, good for you, babes. Yeah. Good for you because you and your baby need to be prioritized. So good for you.
And in however way it may be. Like, even if you want to talk about your pregnancy right away, as you should, go celebrate it, girl.
So whatever you want, baby. Literally, when Luis said, do what makes you happy. Nobody else, Y-O-U. Just you. Y-O-A-T-Z-I.
What makes you happy?
Oh, the battery's gonna die! Oh, shit.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Let us know if you want to hear more about our crazy-ass secrets. And we'll see you guys on our next episode.
Bye!
Bye, you guys!